Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs.
It's Wednesday, the morning we talk with Michigan Radio's political analyst, Jack Lessenberry, about what's going on in state politics. Jack, officials from the Obama administration will be in Detroit on Friday. They'll meet with community leaders, elected officials, and others. This is part of an ongoing discussion involving Detroit's bankruptcy. Does this mean the federal government might get more involved in Detroit's financial situation than we previously thought?
Well, they said there wasn't going to be any money. They've said that before. But I think it's largely sort of moral support. It's showing people that they genuinely care and that they're listening. And it may be that there are programs of some kind or loopholes in programs that Detroit isn't taking advantage of. It's hard to see that that would be uncovered on sort of an official one-day visit. But I think they're just sort of showing the flag and listening sympathetically to people in lieu of sending money, which there's not that much of and Congress certainly wouldn't go along with.
In other news between Washington and Michigan, a federal government shutdown could happen next week. That's unless the White House and congressional Republicans reach a budget deal. If a shutdown does happen, Medicaid, food assistance, and other programs for the poor would be first affected. How likely of a scenario do you think this is?
I think we need to ask Ted Cruz, the freshman senator from Texas, who, as I speak, is reading Green Eggs and Ham on the Senate floor. If there is a government shutdown, this legislature has not shown itself especially friendly to the needs of the poor. Again, we don't know whether there'll be a shutdown yet, and if so, how long one lasts. But as you say, it could get pretty dicey for people dependent on assistance if that happens.
Let's turn our focus back to Lansing. Democratic state representatives have unveiled a plan to help turn Michigan schools around. The plan is a reaction to the Education Achievement Authority that is operating in 15 schools in Detroit to help turn around low test scores. Tell us about this proposal. How much weight do you think it has?
How much weight it has? Zero, unless it can catch public's imagination or become sort of a campaign issue. The brutal fact is that Democrats are in a minority position in the legislature. In the Senate, they don't even have a third of the members. They can't pass anything on their own. And it's not really clear what this package is. Gretchen Whitmer, the Democratic minority leader in the Senate, said they'd be rolling it out, these bills, so we really don't know what they're going to say. One representative, Ellen Cogan Lipton, a term-limited representative from Oakland County, has uncovered some embarrassing things about the EAA, and has turned out that the Snyder administration wasn't level with people about some of its fundings and finances, and there's some real questions about its effectiveness. There are other people who I respect that say it really has been effective, but we really don't know why the Democrats are doing this, whether it's in the interest of good policy or in the interest of a campaign issue.
And finally, Rick Snyder's ads for his campaign for governor launch today, but yet he says he's not officially announced his candidacy yet?
I'm going to talk about that at 1:30 today. Yes, he's pretending he's not a candidate while running expensive campaign commercials, urging people to reelect him, which is sort of odd.
Who are some opponents running for some major races that we should look out for within the next year?
Well, the interesting and different thing is that normally at this cycle we're talking about in both parties who is going to be the candidates in the primaries, especially when you have challengers. You often have several people trying to get the nomination. We certainly had that 4 years ago, but Democrats and Republicans seem to have settled on all their candidates without a primary. I mean, this could change, but it looks pretty clear that Terry Lynn Land, the Republican, and Gary Peters, the Democrat, are going to be the only major party candidates for the U.S. Senate, and Mark Schauer is the designated and anointed Democratic candidate for governor. But this stuff is getting determined more and more early, and that's partly because of the huge, enormous sums that are needed these days, even to run for dog catcher.
All right, Jack, as always, thanks a lot.
And I'm not a candidate for dog catcher.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst.